Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. Today's episode focuses on Yusaku Maezawa, the Japanese billionaire and founder of Zozo Inc., who is set to travel around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship. Selected in 2018 for this important mission, Maezawa now faces a delay as SpaceX prepares for another test flight of the Starship rocket. We'll explore the current status of the SpaceX Starship rocket, Maezawa's other space-related ventures, and the broader context of space exploration and commercial spaceflight. Now, in our first segment here, we look into SpaceX's ongoing efforts to launch the Starship IFT-2. The company is seeking regulatory approval for a second test flight after a previous attempt in April ended in a fiery explosion. This setback has impacted Maezawa's lunar mission, initially planned for 2023, and we'll examine the regulatory challenges that SpaceX faces and the implications for future SpaceX Starship missions. And SpaceX is actively working towards a second test flight of the Starship rocket, an endeavor that has faced significant regulatory scrutiny. Following a failed attempt in April, which resulted in an explosion and considerable damage, the company is awaiting a launch license from the Federal Aviation Administration, and Elon Musk, SpaceX CEO, hinted at receiving approval soon with a potential launch as early as Friday of this week. The FAA completed its safety review of the Starship license last month, focusing on public and property safety. However, the environmental review involving the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has just been passed forward, and they passed with flying colors. And Musk's recent social media posts suggest imminent approval, but official confirmation from the FAA or SpaceX remains pending as of this recording. And we'll update you when we do get confirmation from the FAA or SpaceX from that. We'll drop another episode for you. Now, the delay in regulatory approval underscores the challenges of launching such a huge, unprecedented rocket. It's about 400 feet tall. It's the most powerful and biggest rocket ever built. Now, SpaceX's preparation for the upcoming Starship flight is crucial, not just for the company's ambitions, but also for Yusaku Maezawa's lunar mission. The delay has forced MZ to consider the timeline of his Dear Moon project, initially scheduled for 2023, as SpaceX navigates regulatory processes and the future of Starship and its potential lunar exploration for Artemis 3, too, remains a topic of keen interest. And while waiting for this lunar trip, Maezawa, or MZ, has diversified his space-related interests. In 2021, he journeyed to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket, and more recently, he invested in Astroscale Holdings, Inc., a Japanese startup focused on orbital debris removal. His $23 million investment is part of a larger funding effort to address the growing problem of space junk. Now, Maezawa's commitment to space sustainability is evident in his support for Astroscale's mission. This investment aligns with his broader vision of ensuring the future of space travel. And additionally, MZ has contributed to Space Data Co., a Tokyo-based startup developing AI to recreate Earth in virtual space using satellite data. Now, these ventures reflect his interest in leveraging this technology for both practical, money, and innovative purposes in the realm of space exploration. And the delay in the Starship mission has not dampened MZ's enthusiasm for space, though. Instead, it has provided him with an opportunity to explore and invest in other aspects of space technology, from debris cleanup to virtual reality. Now, SpaceX is not alone in its quest to revolutionize space travel. MZ's investment in Astroscale underscores an increasing competition and collaboration within the commercial space industry. And Astroscale, which is partnering with Rocket Lab USA, a key SpaceX rival, is preparing for the world's first debris inspection mission. This collaboration is huge as it involves one of Musk's top competitors in the commercial space race. And Rocket Lab, known for its Electron rockets, is planning to resume launches following a setback in September. The company's ability to quickly recover and schedule upcoming flights is indicative of the robust nature of the commercial space sector, and this competition is driving innovation and providing more opportunities for missions like MZ's lunar exploration and Astroscale's debris removal. And the commercial space industry is rapidly becoming a hotbed of activity, with companies like SpaceX, Rocket Lab, and others pushing the boundaries of what's possible. This competitive environment is fostering advances in technology, safety, and mission capabilities. And as companies vie for dominance in space, the implications for future exploration and commercialization are vast and constantly changing. The journey to space is fraught with challenges, though. Both technical, regulatory, SpaceX's experience with Starship illuminates the complexities involved in launching new, huge, powerful rockets. And the April explosion highlighted the risks and underscored the thorough safety and environmental review need. And navigating these challenges is critical for the success for future missions, including Mazawa's lunar trip. Innovation is also at the forefront of space exploration. Companies like Astroscale are tackling the issue of space debris, a growing concern as more missions are launched. Mazawa's investment in such ventures demonstrates a forward-thinking approach to space travel, addressing current problems while preparing for future opportunities. And the advancements in technology and safety protocols are reshaping the space exploration landscape. And as companies like SpaceX and Rocket Lab develop new rockets and explore novel missions, the possibilities for space travel continue to expand. These developments are not just about reaching new frontiers, but also ensuring sustainable and safe space exploration and a space economy for years to come. And space tourism is becoming an increasingly important aspect of space exploration. Mazawa's planned lunar mission aboard Starship is a prime example of this new frontier. The delay in his journey highlights, and as companies like SpaceX work to overcome technical and regulatory challenges, the potential for commercial spaceflight grows. The idea of just mere civilians traveling to space, once a distant dream, is gradually becoming a reality. This shift opens up new possibilities for exploration, research, and even leisure. Imagine taking a vacation on the Starship as it orbits the moon. That would be incredible. And the future of space tourism is closely tied to the advancements in rocket technology and mission planning. Companies continue to innovate and improve safety measures. The dream of traveling beyond Earth becomes more accessible to a broader range of people. This evolution in space travel isn't just about reaching new heights, but also the democratization of the final frontier. And the developments of space exploration highlighted by Starship and Mazawa's lunar mission have significant implications for science, technology, and just everyday people like you and me. The advancements in rocket technology and space missions contribute to our understanding of space and its potential for human exploration. The involvement of private companies in space exploration is also changing the dynamics of space research and travel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the shift from government-led missions to commercial ventures is encouraging more innovation and investment in space tech. This change is not only accelerating the pace of exploration, but also opening up new opportunities for scientific research and technological development, and also job openings for people that can make the rockets and the systems that make the rockets go. The societal impact of these developments is absolutely profound. Space exploration captures the human imagination and inspires future generations of scientists, engineers, and explorers. And the challenges and successes of missions like Mazawa's lunar trip and SpaceX's Starship remind us of the potential for human achievement. Now, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show today. I hope you found today's discussion insightful or informative. And remember to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform to stay updated with our episodes. It's free, just takes a second, and helps us out tremendously. You can join our crew here, our flight crew. And remember, every episode's 10 minutes or under. helping you quickly get caught up with the latest in the world of Elon Musk and his ventures. And until next time, please take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you tomorrow.